John Henry Clark used to say that the relationship between history and a people is the same as that of a mother to her child. His statement is no less true today of the relationship between mass media and society. Our world has never been more dependent on forms of mass media for an understanding of who we are or how others see us. Malcolm X's warning of an era of image making has now entered a hyperphase where the function of image plays an increasingly more powerful role in support of continued political and economic exploitation. Consider as a recent example the decision this week of Congress to pass a bill supporting increased penalties, including 3-year prison sentences, against internet file sharers who engage in the free exchange of cultural expression. Though reported in the Washington Post, little was done to accurately describe the behind-the-scenes lobbying that took place or the importance of controlling popular culture as a function of global rule. The entertainment industry claims that it is protecting intellectual property rights and copyright, but another view, expanding the context of this decision, suggests something else. Control over the expression of those selected for oppression is as old as humanity itself. Who controls the forms of mass media has always been part of the scheme of rulers. Consider the words of Zbigniew Brzezinski, former national security advisor and consultant to power, who once spoke of the necessity of keeping separate the anti-imperial movements in Africa and those taking place here in the United States. In 1997, Brzezinski wrote about the role cultural imperialism has played in the rise of the West and the current role it plays in the dominance of the United States over the rest of the world. He likened American dominance over global communications, popular entertainment, and mass culture to that of the military in maintaining universal hegemony. It is in this context that this week's decision to imprison music sharers must be seen. It relates directly to the ability of those whose goal it is to rule to control the culture and image of what is to be popular. This need transcends party politics as its value is too important to be squabbled over, certainly not publicly, by Democrats and Republicans. They know the power of cultural expression and the need to control it. So when entertainment companies stepped up, Senators Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah, and Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont, gladly accepted contributions of $178,000 and $152,000 respectively, and did what well-paid subjects to power do, what they are told. Stay out of the way of empire and make easy the manipulation of the conquered. For Africa Meets Africa, Free Mix Radio, and VoxUnion.com, that's V as in voice, O X as in Malcolm, Union.com, this has been Jared Ball, a.k.a. Turned Tables, the Funkinest Journalist.
CIA, ATF, KKK, IRS, TNT, CBS, NBC, FBI, CIA, ATF, KKK, IRS, TNT, CBS, NBC.
Love and a great understanding, and that we try to extend this to the general black population and also people, oppressed people all over the world. And I think that we differ from some other groups simply because we understand the system better than most groups understand the system. And with this realization, we attempt to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.